Well, good morning. It is July 25th, 2022, and welcome once again to our daily Bible reading. Today we're going to be picking up in Judges chapter 8. We're going to be reading Acts chapter 12, Jeremiah chapter 21, and Mark chapter 7. So let's get in the Word this morning. Judges chapter 8. And the men of Ephraim said unto him, Why hast thou served us thus, and thou callest us not when thou wentest to fight with the Midianites? And they did chide him sharply. And he said unto them, What have I done now to in comparison to you? If not the gleaning of the grapes of Ephraim better than the vintage of Abiezer? And God hath delivered into your hand the princes of Midian, Oreb, Zeb, and what was I able to do in comparison of you? And then their anger was abated towards them when he had said that. And Gideon came to Jordan and passed over, he and the 300 men that were with him, faint and yet pursuing them. And he said unto the men of Succoth, Give, I pray you, loaves of bread unto the people that follow me, for they be faint, and I am pursuing after Zeba and Zalmunna, kings of Midian. And the princes of Succoth said, Are the hands of Zeba and Zalmunna now in thine hand, that we should give bread unto thine army? And Gideon said, Therefore, when the Lord hath delivered Zeba and Zalmunna into mine hand, then I will tear your flesh with the thorns of the wilderness and the briars. And he went up thence to Penuel, and spake unto them likewise. And the men of Penuel answered him as the men of Succoth had answered him. And he spake also unto the men of Penuel, saying, When I come again in peace, I will break down this tower. And now Zeba and Zalmunna were in Karkah, and their hosts with them, about 15,000 men, all that were left of all the hosts of the children of the east, for there fell 120,000 men that drew sword. And Gideon went up by the way of them that dwelt in the tents of the east of Nobah and Jogbeha, and smote the host, for the host was secure. And when Zeba and Zalmunna fled, he pursued after them, and took the two kings of Midian, Zeba and Zalmunna, and discomfited all the host. And Gideon, the son of Joash, returned from battle before the sun was up, and caught a young man of the men of Succoth, and inquired of him, and he described unto him the princes of Succoth, and the elders thereof, even 70 men. And he came unto the men of Succoth, and said, Behold, Zeba and Zalmunna, with whom ye did abrade me, saying, Are the hands of Zeba and Zalmunna now in thine hands, that we should give bread unto thy men that are weary? And he took the elders of the city and the thorns of the wilderness and the briars with them that he taught the men at Succoth. And he beat down the tower of Penuel and slew the men of the city. And then said he unto Zeba and Zalmunna, What manner of men were they whom ye slew at Tabor? And they answered, As thou art, and so we are. And each one reassembled the children of the king. And he said, They were my brethren, even the sons of my mother. As the Lord liveth, if he had saved them alive, I would not slay you. And he said unto Jether, his firstborn, Up and slay them. But the youth drew not his sword, for he feared, because he was yet a youth. And Zeba and Zalmunna said, Rise thou, and fall upon us. For as the man is, so is his strength. And Gideon arose, and slew Zeba and Zalmunna, and took away the ornaments that were on the camels' necks. And the men of Israel said unto Gideon, Rule over us, both thou and thy sons, and thy sons' sons also, for thou hast delivered us from the hand of Midian. And Gideon said unto them, I will not rule over you, neither shall my son rule over you. The Lord shall rule over you. And Gideon said unto them, I would desire a request of you, that ye would give me every man the earring of his prey. For they had golden earrings, because they were Ishmaelites. And they answered, We will willingly give them. And they spread a garment, and did cast therein every man the earring of his prey. And the weight of the golden earring that he requested was 1,007 shekels of gold, besides ornaments and collars, purple raiment that was on the king's of Midian, and beside the chain that were about the camels' necks. And Gideon made an ephod thereof, and put it in the city, even in Ophrah. And all Israel went thither, whoring after it, which thing became a snare unto Gideon and to his house. And thus was Midian subdued before the children of Israel, so that they lifted up their heads no more. And the country was in quietness for 40 years in the days of Gideon. And Jerubbabel, the son of Joash, went out and dwelt in his own house. And Gideon had 70 sons of his body begotten, for he had many wives. And his concubine that was in Shechem, she also bare him a son, whose name was Abimelech. And Gideon the son of Joash died in a good old age, and was buried in the sepulchre of Joash's father in Ophrah of the Abiezerites. And it came to pass, as soon as Gideon was dead, that the children of Israel turned again, and went a-whoring after Baalim, and made Baalerith their god. And the children of Israel remembered not the Lord their God, who had delivered them out of the hands of their enemies on every side. Neither showed they kindness to the house of Zerubbabel, namely Gideon, according to the goodness which he had shown unto Israel. That was Judges chapter 8. Move on over to Acts chapter 12. Acts chapter 12. Acts chapter 12. Now about that time Herod the king stretched forth his hands to vex certain of the church. And he killed James, the brother of John, with the sword. And because he saw it pleased the Jews, he proceeded further to take Peter also. And then were the days of unleavened bread. And when he had apprehended him, he put him in prison and delivered him to four groups of soldiers to keep him intending after Easter to bring him forth to the people. Sometimes the King James gets me. This is the first time. Peter therefore was kept in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. And when Herod would have brought him forth, the same night Peter was sleeping between two soldiers, bound with two chains, and the keepers before the door kept the prison. And behold, the angel of the Lord came upon him, and a light shined in the prison. And he smote Peter on the side, and raised him up, saying, Arise quickly. And his chains fell off from his hands. And the angel said unto him, Gird thyself, and bind on thy sandals. And so he did. And he saith unto him, Cast thy garments about thee, and follow me. And he went out, and followed him, and wist not that it was true, which was done by the angel, but thought that he was in a vision. And when they were past the first and second ward, they came unto the iron gate that leadeth unto the city, which opened to them of his own accord. And they went out and passed on through one street, and forthwith the angel departed from him. And when Peter was come to himself, he said, Now I know of surety that the Lord hath sent his angel, and hath delivered me out of the hand of Herod, and from all the expectation of the people of the Jews. And when he had considered this thing, he came to the house of Mary, the mother of John, whose surname was Mark, where many were gathered together praying. And as Peter knocked at the door of the gate, a damsel came to hearken, named Rhoda. And when she saw and knew Peter's voice, she opened not the gate for gladness, but ran and told how Peter stood before the gate. And they said unto her, Thou art mad. But she constantly affirmed that it was even so. And then said they, It is an angel. But Peter continued knocking. And when they had opened the door and saw him, they were astonished. But he, beckoning unto them with his hand, told them to hold their peace, and declared unto them how the Lord had brought him out of the prison. And he said, Go, show these things unto James and to the brethren. And he departed, and he went into another place. Now, as soon as it was day, there was no small stir among the soldiers what was become of Peter. And when Herod had sought for him, and found him not, he examined the keepers, and commanded that they should be put to death. And he went down from Judea to Caesarea in their abode. And Herod was highly displeased with them at Tyre and Sidon. But they came with one accord to him, and having made Blastus, the king's chamberlain, their friend, desired peace, because their country was nourished by the king's country. And upon a set day Herod, arrayed in royal apparel, sat upon his throne, and made an oration unto them. And the people gave a shout, saying, It is the voice of a god, and not of a man. And immediately the angel of the Lord smote him, because he gave not glory to God, and he was eaten by worms, and gave up the ghost. But the word of the Lord grew and multiplied. And Barnabas and Saul returned from Jerusalem when they had fulfilled their ministry, and took with them John, whose surname was Mark. That was Acts chapter 12. Sorry, I messed up there on that word. Goodness gracious. Move over to Jeremiah chapter 21. Jeremiah chapter 21 today. Jeremiah 21. The word which came unto Jeremiah from the Lord, when King Zedekiah sent unto him Pashur, the son of Melechah, and Zephaniah, the son of Maaseiah, the priest, saying, Inquire, I pray thee, of the Lord for us. For Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, maketh war against us. If so be that the Lord will deal with us according to all of his wondrous works, that he may go up from us. And then said Jeremiah unto them, Thus shall ye say to Zedekiah, Thus saith the Lord God of Israel, Behold, I will turn back the weapons of war that are in your hands, wherewith ye fight against the king of Babylon and against the Chaldeans, which besiege you without the walls, and I will assemble them into the midst of this city, and I myself will fight against you with an outstretched hand and with a strong arm, even in anger and in fury and in great wrath, And I will smite the inhabitants of the city, both men and beasts. They shall die of a great pestilence. And afterwards, saith the Lord, I will deliver Zedekiah, king of Judah, and his servants, and the people, and such as are left in the city from the pestilence, from the sword, and from the famine, under the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and into the hand of their enemies, and into the hand of those that seek their lives. And he shall smite them with the edge of the sword, and he shall not spare them, neither have pity, nor have mercy. And unto this people thou shalt say, Thus saith the Lord, Behold, I set before you the way of life, and the way of death. He that abideth in this city shall die by the sword, and by the famine, and by the pestilence. But he that goeth out and falleth to the Chaldeans that besiege you, he shall live, and his life shall be unto him for a prey. For I have set my face against this city for evil, and not for good, saith the Lord. It shall be given in the hands of the king of Babylon, and he shall burn it with fire. And touching the house of the king of Judah, say, Hear ye the word of the Lord. O house of David, thus saith the Lord, Execute judgment in the morning, and deliver him that is spoiled out of the hand of the oppressor, lest my fury go out like fire, and burn, that none can quench it, because of the evil of your doings. Behold, I am against thee, O inhabitants of the valley, and rock of the plain, saith the Lord, which say, Who shall come down against us? Or who shall enter into our habitation? But I will punish you according to the fruit of your doings, saith the Lord. Then I will kindle a fire in the forest thereof, and it shall devour all things round about it. And that's the end. That was Jeremiah chapter 21. Let's move on over to Mark chapter 7. Mark chapter 7 today. Mark chapter 7 for our final reading. Then came together unto him the Pharisees, and certain of the scribes which came from Jerusalem. And when they saw some of the disciples eat bread with defiled, that is to say, with unwashed hands, they found fault. For the Pharisees and all the Jews, except they wash their hands oft, eat not, holding the tradition of the elders. And when they come from the market, except they wash, they eat not. And many other things there be, which they have received to hold as the washing of cups and pots, brazen vessels, and of tables. Then the Pharisees and scribes asked him, Why walk not thy disciples according to the traditions of the elders, but eat bread with unwashed hands? And he answered and said unto them, Well hath Isaiah the prophet prophesied of you hypocrites, as it is written, This people honoreth me with their lips, but with their heart it is far from me. Howbeit in vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. For laying aside the commandment of God, ye hold the traditions of men, as the washing of pots and cups, and many other things like things that ye do. And he said unto them, Full well ye reject the commandment of God, that ye may keep your own traditions. For Moses said, Honor thy father and thy mother, and whoever curseth father or mother, let him die the death. But ye say, If a man shall say to his father or mother, It is korban, that is to say, a gift, by whatsoever thou mightest be profited by me, he shall be free. And ye suffer him no more to be aught for his father or his mother, making the word of God none effect through your tradition, which ye have delivered, and many such things like ye do. And when he had called all the people unto him, he said unto them, Hearken unto me, every one of you, and understand, there is nothing from without a man that entering into him can defile him, but the things which come out of him, those are they that defile the man. If any man have ears to hear, let him hear. And when he entered into the house of the people, his disciples asked him concerning the parable. And he saith unto them, Are ye so without understanding also? Do ye not perceive that whatsoever thing from without entereth into a man, it cannot defile him? Because it entereth not into his heart, but into his belly, and then goeth out into the draught, purging all meats? And he said, That which cometh out of a man, that defileth a man. For from within, out of the heart of man, proceed evil thoughts, adulteries, fornications, murders, thefts, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lasciviousness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness. And all these evil things come from within and defile the man. And from thence he arose and went into the borders of Tyre and Sidon and entered into a house and would have no man know it, but he could not be hid. For a certain woman whose young daughter had an unclean spirit heard of him and came and fell at his feet. And the woman was a Greek, a Syrophoenician by nation. And she besought him that he would cast forth the devil out of her daughter. But Jesus said unto her, Let the children first be filled, for it is not meet to take the children's bread and cast it unto the dogs. And she answered and said unto him, Yes, Lord, and yet the dogs under the table eat of the children's crumbs. And he said unto her, For this saying, Go thy way, the devil is gone out of thy daughter. And when she was come to her house, she found the devil gone out of her daughter, laid up on the bed. And again, departing from the coast of Tyre and Sidon, he came unto the Sea of Galilee, and through the midst of the coast of Decapolis. And they bring unto him one that was deaf, and had an impediment in speech. And they beseech him to put his hand upon him. And he took him aside from the multitude and put his fingers into his ears, and he spit and touched his tongue. And looking into the heavens, he sighed and said unto him, Epaphra, that is, be opened. And straightway his ears were opened, and the string of his tongue was loosed, and he spake plain. And he charged them that they should tell no man. But the more he charged them, so much the more, a great deal they published it, and were beyond measure astonished, saying, He hath done all things well. He maketh both the deaf to hear, and indeed the dumb to speak. Amen. That was our reading today for July 25th, 2022. Thank you all so much for joining me. Sorry I messed up there on one of those words. Man, I just couldn't comprehend it there just for a second. Oh, man. Sometimes the King James gets you, but the King James is a great translation, and I love it. And I'm glad that we're reading through it this year. But that said, thank you all so much for joining me. I hope to get all the names all out for the 200th, either today or early tomorrow morning. But again, thank you all so much. Be sure to leave a comment if you haven't done so, a reaction to this video, and I'll be able to mark that off for the home stretch of this year. As odd as that is to say, that we are in the home stretch of the year, but it's going to go quick the rest of the summer into the fall and winter. But that said, let's start our day with a word of prayer. Father in heaven, I thank you so much for another day that you have given to us. I pray, God, that we would use it for your glory's sake, and that you would indeed just use these words, God, that we've read, that you would just change us and grow us, Lord, as a result of the reading of this word. And Lord, I pray, God, that even especially through it, God, that we would develop this habit every day of just being in the Word. That it just goes without saying that I'm going to read the Bible. Lord, I pray that would be true of myself, my brothers and sisters. And Lord, I pray, God, that you just use it in our lives. Give us a good day in you, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Bye, everybody.